I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I'm going to start today by talking about something totally off topic. Bear with me, you will get a kick out of this. I was a precocious child, and like many such children, my reading vocabulary outstripped my speaking vocabulary. That is, there were a lot of words I knew by sight, but I didn't know how to pronounce. My stamp collection provides a good example of this. Many of my stamps were from faraway places. One such place was, or so I thought was, a country named Pakistan. It wasn't until I hit world geography class in fifth grade that I found out it wasn't Pakistan, it was Pakistan. And that's just one example. There were many words I knew by sight but had never heard said out loud, so I didn't know their proper pronunciations. Another word I've known for years but wasn't sure how to pronounce is Fedory, the last name of the author whose book I'm reviewing today. Was it Fedory or Fedori or something else? How to find out? I sure didn't want to mess up this review. Why aren't all authors named Smith or Jones or Williams or something easy? Well, I am a treasure hunter, adept at research, and this shouldn't be much of a problem for me. What to do? Step 1. Call Western and Eastern Treasures, the magazine Ed wrote for so many years. Oops, can't find a phone number for them. And if I could have, I probably would have gotten their subscription department, who wouldn't have been able to help me anyway. So on to step 2. Go to 411.com and find him. Nope, no Ed, but there were others with that same last name. 11 listings, most of them in Canada. But there was one family in New York, so I had my phone number. I called William F. When he answered the phone, I asked him how to pronounce his last name. Wrong approach. He was suspicious. I don't blame him. He said, "I'm sorry, but you have neglected to identify yourself." Great answer. I like this guy. I told him who I was, what it was all about, and he began laughing. Actually had the nerve to tell me that in his 70 years, this was the strangest phone call he'd ever received. But he did give me the proper pronunciation. Fedory, Fedori. And William, I thank you so much. You are now immortalized in a Treasure Corner podcast. Okay, here we go. When I released the first edition of my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, American Digger magazine reviewed it. Now, since American Digger is basically a relic magazine, it is understandable that they felt I did not, forgive me my puns, dig deeply enough into the subject of relic hunting. So for you relic hunters, let me recommend a book that more than fills in the holes my book skipped over. The book is called Relic Hunter, the Book, and it was written by longtime Western and Eastern Treasures magazine columnist Ed Fedory. For years, Mr. Fedory wrote about relics, and this book is an organized compilation of his knowledge of the subject. And when it comes to relics, Ed is the guy to go to. The book was published in 1994 by White's Electronics, and that means that every metal detector pictured in the book is a White's machine. No Garrett's, no Fisher's, no Tesoro's, not even any mine labs. Just White's. However, to the author's credit, he does not mention any detectors by name in the actual content of the book. This is quite a relief when compared to some books published by metal detector manufacturers that purport to be instructional but turn out to be mostly infomercial. Now, Ed wrote another book later called The World of the Relic Hunter, which is a fine book, but not the same as this one. You want Relic Hunter, the Book, which is pretty much a step-by-step manual that will give you a good solid foundation for mastering the art of finding relics. The book is available on the internet for as little as $4 plus shipping, and if you are at all into relic hunting, you should own a copy. Ed starts at the beginning with a discussion of metal detectors with features best suited for relic hunting. He recommends a large coil for better depth no matter what detector you use. He talks about digging tools. There's a chapter on research with contact information. Tips on getting permission out in the country. Hunting cornfields, identifying, cleaning, and preserving the relics you find, mapping your site, and making good use of the maps you make, how to hunt in dense brush, heavy weeds, rocky slopes, forests, and shores. There's an excellent section on military sites, and lost villages and ghost towns, a chapter on laws that all relic hunters should know about, and lots of personal stories of hunts and finds by Ed and many of his friends. This book has just 134 pages, but it is solidly packed with excellent information, and I highly recommend you find a copy. Thanks, Ed, for a great book. And thank you for listening. For more articles about treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.